Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with the CPA Technology Advisor's own executive editor, Darren Root, and President and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of CPA Practice Advisor, with another episode, episode 8 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. I'm here again with my regular co-host, Dave Weil. Dave is the CEO of SurePrep. So, Dave, welcome today.
Hi, Darren. Thanks for having me.
How's weather been going in California so far this spring?
Oh, it's off to a nice start. We've got a 70-degree day today, followed by 75 degrees this weekend, so we're looking forward to spend some time outside.
I tell you, we're floating away in the Midwest. It's rained nonstop. Ready for some of those nice days.
Right.
Dave, we've just come off of, you know, another tax season, and I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, how that went for you guys and maybe how it went for us. But first, how was tax season for SurePrep this year?
Tax season for SurePrep, we had record volume once again, which we've basically been, you know, having record volumes each year, so we're experiencing some nice growth. And we're developing our products more to provide more and more value to the paperless tax process for our clients. So, you know, what excites us is adding new features, coming out with new products, and then seeing them in use each tax season.
You know, you've got to be seeing more and more firms adopting this technology, which is, you know, you always start kind of light, which, you know, you started this a long time ago, so you've seen the uptick for a while, but it seems to me like paperless in the tax workflow is gaining more and more traction among firms all the time. Are you seeing that as well?
Absolutely, and we're really now seeing people, you know, people use the term paperless, and, you know, it could mean a lot of things, and a lot of people in the past meant it in terms of back-end paperless. We do the process in paper, and then we scan the paper and, you know, just store it paperless. But now we're really seeing people, when they say paperless, they mean front-end paperless and a whole paperless process, which is great.
You know, that's one of the things I'm starting to see on the landscape is, you know, more and more vendors are starting to come out with this technology or push this technology a little bit more. I guess, you know, what our listeners probably want to know is how do we start understanding the differences between the different vendors? Because all of them have a little bit of a different take to them. So what's your thought on that?
Well, that's a great question. And actually, I would like to kind of get your perspective, because I know that this tax season you were doing a paperless tax process and using OCR and other tools to facilitate that. Maybe you could let me know what you saw, and then I can comment on that.
All right. Well, as you know, we just finished our tax season, and we had a good tax season. I think our numbers were up a bit. We've been using sort of, you know, the scan process now for a number of years. We originally started out in our firm, you know, we do about 1,000 returns. We started out with this idea. We just didn't want to keep paper anymore, kind of like what you said, Dave. You know, we scanned documents in. They were kind of in this flat file, if you will. And so when it came time to review, you know, is whatever document came up next is the document you had to check in the tax software. And that was, I think it was better than having, you know, paper, but it wasn't great yet. You know, and a couple of years ago, we evolved to sort of a scanning product. And kind of what we found with that scanning product was, you know, we'd scan it in, and we would upload it for it to be kind of, you know, I like to use the word scrubbed, but organized and identified, if you will. And we would get that back, and we would put that in our document management system. I wouldn't say that we really prepared as much from that document as we reviewed from it. made it a little bit easier to review because it identified W-2s and it identified K-1s and who they were from. So when you're reviewing, it made it a little bit easier. So one of the challenges we ran into was there's a volume of information that's not really either one of those two things, or 1099s. You know, it was the paper that was the charitable contributions paper, or, you know, had all our clients have their medical expenses listed on a piece of paper.
The things that don't get automatically organized by OCR.
Right, and how would our OCR even know to organize those things other than, oh, here's a here's a piece of paper.
Right.
So we would end up with a file that had, you know, three or four W-2s and some 1099s and a couple of K-1s, and then 20 pages of just document one, document two, document three that didn't mean a lot. You know, and so that was a little bit of a challenge for us, specifically if you were trying to prepare from that information. You really couldn't
sure.
do it. So, you know, we went to SurePrep Express this year, as you all know.
Right.
And, you know, I think what I took from that, Dave, was, you know, I had to change my thinking just a little bit, and that's not a bad thing. You know, we would oftentimes midpoint scan in our process. You know, the preparer would prepare the return, and then they would make sure before it went to review that it was all scanned in.
Right.
And with SurePrep Express, it really made it plausible for us to front end scan and to end up with a better scan at the end, and I'll explain what I mean by that. But where my thinking had to kind of change, I didn't mind things getting scanned up front even before, whether I prepared from it or not. It really didn't matter to me a whole lot. But with SurePrep Express, what I found, Dave, was if I would invest, and we benchmarked this in our firm, so I'm sure it'd be different for different people, but this will just give you an idea. If I allowed an administrative person to spend 7 minutes, roughly, 7 to 10 minutes, really, with that file, up front. So the documents came in our front door. I had a reasonably qualified person, you know, our administrative person. It wasn't a $10 an hour student or anything. I had a person that had been with us for a while. She would take those documents. She would scan them in. She would upload it to SurePrep through the SurePrep Express app. And she would get that back down, and if she would spend essentially a total of 7 to 10 minutes with that file, she would be able to sort all the documents that she knew what they were. So, you know, well, you know your product. In SurePrep Express, I might have a folder because it's really more of a work paper. I don't know how best to explain it. It's a work paper application, I guess.
Right, paperless work paper application, sure.
But, you know, it would have a folder for Schedule A, if you will.
Okay? Right.
So she would know that those donations go. So she'd drag and drop that when it came back down, that piece of paper that was just all those charitable contributions. She would drag it and drop it into that Schedule A folder. And she may know the mortgage interest, and she would put those in the right place. You know, because keep in mind, this is the first year we used this, so those documents didn't know exactly where to go.
Sure.
Or if there was a Schedule E, maybe she'd drop it there. All the things that she didn't know what to do with, she would just kind of leave them undropped, if you will.
Uh-huh, kind of in the thumbnail part.
Right, sort of in this middle area that was, you know, just a place that had not been sorted yet. So she put all the things that she knew what to do with, and like I said, about 7 to 10 minutes. Then when she checked off she was done, it would let another staff person in our office, whoever is going to prepare that then, go into that same space essentially and see those documents that hadn't been sorted, and they could finish the sort up pretty quickly. And then we would print that, you know, we could make all of our quick notes and notations in that file right there. And at the end, we could take that document that now is completely organized and create a PDF and put it in our document management system. So it was different. You know, before in my mind, I just had this PDF that was kind of sorted.
Right.
Now,
we hear people saying that when they're just using Acrobat as opposed to an actual work paper application meant for this purpose, if they're just using Acrobat, finishing that organization process for those unidentified documents would be so time-consuming that they really just didn't do it. They didn't have time to do it, so they would really just end up with a partially organized file. And is that what happened to you prior to using SurePrep Express to finish this task?
Well, absolutely. And so it really changed our whole mindset about how we, you know, as you know, I did this mid-busy season. I have a tendency to get a wild hair on occasion, but I did this mid-busy season, and it actually worked fine for us. You know, we ended up doing, you know, a few hundred returns with it. Worked great. But now it's got us completely thinking differently about our processes for next busy season, for 2012. Because now we want to make sure we have this person, you know, with knowledge and a little bit of training and very familiar with the app, which she already is. And, you know, it's going to change the way we're going to do tax season next year, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize how much better it can get in terms of efficiency when you're working on screen with a work paper application meant for tax preparation versus Acrobat. You touched on finishing organizing documents that OCR can't identify. And, you know, to let people know, you know, really what is the difference, you know, imagine if you have a PDF file and you have 50 documents and half of them are organized and the other half are just at the bottom, these unorganized documents. For each one of those, if you wanted them to be organized, you would need to, one, create a bookmark. In the bookmark tree in Adobe, you would need to then move the page, actually drag and drop the page to a place that's in the same order as the bookmark because you don't want the pages just in any order. You probably would want to name the bookmark to something.
Yeah.
And in SurePrep Express, you know, one of the beauties is we read the pro forma data out of the tax software, and we actually build the bookmark tree automatically, and it's not just W-2s, 1099s. Under the W-2, it lists the W-2s that were pro forma. Under the 1099, it lists the 1099s that were pro forma. So all the bookmarks are there. You don't need to create bookmarks. You don't need to name bookmarks. You simply just drag and drop a page from a thumbnail bar right into the tree, and that both bookmarks it and organizes it in terms of makes the physical order the same as the bookmark order, all in one step, literally turning something that in Adobe can take a minute or two into a second or two. Is that a fair, you know, assessment of that?
Yeah, I believe it's absolutely true. And you know, when I was first setting this up, I was like, you know, why do they need to know where my UltraTax? You know, I use UltraTax, so
sure.
Why do they need to know where my UltraTax file is? And that's why it was.
Exactly.
So to create that, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, another huge benefit that we see is that typically we see tax preparers not getting all client source documents up front. We see them getting a big chunk up front, but then other documents come in later, K-1s,
sure.
Corrected 1099s. And when people, you know, people that came to us from other systems, what we hear is that let's say they get a new K-1 and a corrected 1099 as a subsequent document. They put it through the OCR process, and now they have a second PDF that just has a W-2 and a 1099 and a K-1 bookmarked in it. And they have the original PDF from the original set of documents that have all the other documents in there that also include 1099s and K-1s. And they've got their tick marks in there and any other work that they've been doing, and they don't want two files, they want one file. And so they have to merge the files or combine the files in Adobe. And now when they do that, they have one file that has the new 1099 and K-1 at the bottom of the original file. So things are out of order. There's 1099s and K-1s and then the other documents. And then again, 1099 and K-1 at the bottom from the second file that was merged in. To get it in order, you would have to drag and drop the 1099 bookmark to the original 1099 section, move those pages to the other 1099s, same with K-1s. And one of the nice things in SurePrep Express is when you get that additional 1099 and K-1, you put it into OCR with 1040 scan, and it gets put right into your SurePrep Express binder, the 1099 into the 1099 section, the K-1 into the K-1 section without disturbing your other work or your other bookmarks. There's literally nothing you have to do. You don't need to merge. You don't need to combine. It just goes right into the binder.
You know, so a thought I had this year, Dave, was, and I think I got this idea from John Higgins, and John has a company called CPA Crossings. You probably know John, don't you?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he does a lot of writing for CPA Practice Advisor. He's really an expert in document management and portals and things like that. But I think John was telling me one day, and I didn't really quite understand it. This was a couple of years ago. you know, he sees a time in an accounting firm where we have to start thinking about having a librarian, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I kind of blew off the concept, but this year, it really hit home to me. You know, we use portals to deliver all of our information back to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we printed no business returns this year. They all went digitally to portals.
Yeah.
We printed very few 1040s, I would say 20% or so, so maybe a couple hundred. The rest were all in portals,
mm-hmm.
okay? Then I have this idea of SurePrep Express. So I've got all this document scanning and organizing and putting that into our document management system. And then I've got this third component, which is my document management system and, you know, how things get to the portal and how they get organized and all that kind of stuff. I'm starting to see what John meant in this idea that I've got to develop a staff person. I don't know if it's a full-time job, but I think I need an educated staff person that understands, you know, this document scanning thing for tax,
mm-hmm.
and SurePrep Express, that understands portals, that understands our document management system, and is managing all that.
That's an interesting idea. Yeah, that is an interesting idea. I mean, you know, there is so much document management happening between different systems, you know, work papers, DMS, client portals. I can see where someone needs to be charged with tracking all of that.
Well, you remember back, we were both in a big firm at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you start with? You didn't start with Deloitte,
Cooper.
Did you?
I started Cooper. With Coopers and Lybrand, huh?
Right. Well, I mean, back then in the tax department, we did have librarians, if you remember.
That's right.
You know, they took care of
file rooms and libraries, yeah.
Right. And so I think, you know, somewhere between going from paper to digital, we lost that concept that, hey, this stuff, you know, we really probably need somebody to keep all this stuff really organized.
Right.
And we just start throwing stuff into document management and into portals and all this. But I think it's going to come full circle where we need that person again to kind of manage all that. You know, just like we have somebody manage our practice management system.
Absolutely.
So.
That makes sense. You need the people, you need the processes and the technology. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, Dave, we're about out of time today. Any thoughts you have for our listeners outside of what we discussed?
Well, you know, the type of things that we talked about in terms of how you really do a paperless process, a front-end paperless process on screen and efficiently, much more efficiently than you ever could using just Acrobat and, you know, an OCR system that works in the PDF format only, you know, we talked about two examples. There's so many more. There's literally 10 examples like that. I would just encourage people to research that and at least see examples of how much more efficient they can make their practice by using paperless work paper tools specifically built for tax preparation. I would encourage people to do that before next tax season.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I think now's the time for people to get involved with some of the stuff that you and I talked about today, because there really is differentiation between the different tools that are out there now. And I think, you know, the more we can get firms thinking just a little bit differently about the importance of this information, the importance of the way this information gets organized and sorted and used, I think the better off a firm is going to be.
Absolutely.
Well, Dave, hope you have a great spring. I'll be talking to you again next month for our next Tax Prep Partner to Go. But with that, I enjoyed it today.
Great. Thank you, Darren. I'll look forward to the next time.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.